Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. We're podcast number 868. Our guests today, wonderful guests. We have two guests, actually. 868C is Dr. Paul Hirsch, who talks to us about the oxygen revolution. And you're going to want to hear that. It's a really interesting and different approach to oxygen and the benefits of oxygen therapy. Yeah, they do change the way your genes function, but you'll have to listen to that. 868B is Dr. Scott Shire, who's going to talk to us about food allergies and what they mean for you. But the news of the week, yes, this is an exciting set of news of the week because we hear a lot about, well, I'm going to let you listen to 868C. That is the news of the week this week is about I almost went and gave you last week's news of the week, but this week is about what is pumpkin spice anyway, and I'll tell you it isn't have any pumpkin in it. Even light activity may increase your chances of living longer. Exercise may enhance the effects of brain training, and about 90% of Americans don't eat enough fruit and vegetables. A pleasant picture for baby boomers. Yes, you'll be able to see better longer. Why? We'll talk about that and what you can do about it. And the odd omegas, thanks a lot. A new reason to not eat cookie dough. And let me go and do another one of these. That is, owning a dog might be good for your health, especially if you're single. And what do we mean by that? Why is it different for being single? And the FDA speeds review of gene therapies vowing to target rogue clinics. Well, let's get into this right away. The best story of the week, or the story that I gave my number one rating to in medical stories, is that exercise may enhance the effects of brain training. What do we mean by that? Well, you all know that there is one organ where size matters in the human body, and that's your hippocampus. That's the memory center of your brain, bigger hippocampus. You keep your memories longer, less likely to get dementia. Smaller brain, unfortunately, that smaller hippocampus means you're likely to lose memories and develop dementia quicker. And the great news, exercise, as you know, increases hippocampal size. So does speed of processing games, and both improve memory. What about the two together? Well, we don't have a lot of data on interactions of things done together. So, for example, aspirin decreases breast cancer, decreases prostate cancer, decreases 9 other cancers. Coffee does the same thing. What about the two of them together? We don't have any data on the two of them together. But thanks this week to scientists at McMaster University, we do have data on exercise and brain games together. And the great news, they both separately increase hippocampal size and your memory power, and together they're more than additive. That's right, they took 95 people at McMaster University, mostly young college students, who should have good memories to begin with. And they saw, could they improve their memory with exercise? Could they improve it with brain games? And what happened if they did the two together? And the answer is, exercise improved the brain game. They did bicycle exercise. They improved memory. Speed of processing brain games improved memory. And the two together did more than just either one separately or either one additive. That is, they actually had a synergistic effect in improving memory. The bottom message, if you're not already doing exercise, you should for your brain. If you're not already doing speed of processing brain games, you should for your brain. And the two together better than either alone. The next story that got my wellness foreplay is that even a little bit of exercise is good for you. That is, this is a very interesting data where they looked at 6,000 people, women between the ages of 63 to 99, and they put an accelerometer for 7 consecutive days looking at how much walking and exercise and sleep, et cetera, they did. And what did they find? They found, and they followed these women for an average 3 years after this, they found that those who did even 30 minutes of walking a day on average had a 39% death rate compared to the others, 39% less likely to die than their peers during the next 3.5 years. So even 30 minutes of walking a day, major benefit in reducing your risk of an accident or injury or death. About 90% of Americans don't eat enough fruit and vegetables. You probably knew that. On average, the Americans consume much less. If you look at it, they ask for 1.5 to 2 cups of fruit a day and 2 to 3 cups of vegetables today. How many people get that? Just 12.2% of Americans get the fruit and 9.3% get the vegetables. We're eating way too less, little. You really want 9 servings of fruit and vegetables combined a day. A pleasant picture for baby boomers. So, message on that. Get more fruits and vegetables. Put them in salads. Start your day with a salad. Start your day with fruits and vegetables. Even if you have cereal, make sure you load it with fruit and vegetables and nuts. They're really good for you. A pleasant picture for baby boomers. For some reason, there is now a 60% lower risk of macular degeneration than in the period of the period of the generation born from 1925 to 1945 has a 60% higher risk than those born after 1945. Why? We don't know. Less smoking, maybe. Less exposure to toxins. More wearing of tinted glasses. We don't know. But less macular degeneration. Celebrate it. And do wear tinted glasses. Do get DHA. Do get green leafy vegetables every day. DHA, of course, in salmon, ocean trout, and in supplements, it's the 3-letter component of fish oils. 900 milligrams a day is what you want for both your retina, that part of your eye that's actually the visual part, the nervous system part, and you want it for your brain. The retina is really just brain exposed, if you will, in the back of your eye. That's why docs look in your eye so carefully, because they can see your arteries and your brain cells. Thanks a lot. Another reason not to eat cookie dough. Cookie dough, it turns out, while you're making cookies on that spinning thing, the whirring blender, whatever you use for, you're getting your, whether you use a Vitamix or whatever you use as a Mixmaster, it turns out that dough, if you lick the thing, if you lick that metal part that wears around, I should know the mixer's name, but in any case, it has a lot of E. coli, and it's the same serious kind of E. coli as undercooked meat and can cause death and kidney failure. Thanks a lot. A lot of people like to eat that. Whooping cough cases double in Indiana in a year. Make sure you get your DPT re-upped every 10 years. What is pumpkin spice anyway? A lot of people enjoy pumpkin spice at the holidays, but guess what? Pumpkin spice doesn't have much pumpkin in it. It's mostly, I love this actually, it's mostly nutmeg and cinnamon and ginger and a couple other spices. Don't have it with sugar, and it doesn't have. It turns out, although it smells sweet, smells like pumpkin, it doesn't have it in it. It's got a combination of everything else. And by the way, most of the flavor is an odor, is your actual smelling of it. That's true of a lot of food. Owning a dog may be good for your health. This is a massive scientific study showing that not only does it decrease hypertension, but it decreases a lot of other diseases that result from hypertension, and a 33% lower risk of death over a 30-year period compared to those who were single and didn't own a dog. So maybe it helps you get rid of isolation. The FDA speeds review of gene therapies. This is good news. They're speeding the review, and they're targeting all these rogue clinics that are selling, if you will, stem cell therapy that have no benefit. So this is a true thing. Now, the problem is that this is going to drive up the cost of stem cell therapies and gene therapies, but that's appropriate that you get the right ones. And those are the real stories that I wanted to get into. Whooping cough cases, make sure you get your DPT. Do some exercise, walk to the pharmacy to get your DPT or walk to your doctor's office to get it. Remember, intense exercise, bicycle exercise, and brain games 2 to 3 times a week, 20 minutes each, improved memory, and they had a synergistic effect. They did better than either alone. Thank you, McMaster, for being one of the first institutions to study more than one wellness therapy at a time. They looked at the interaction between these two different wellness therapies. I got to thank McMaster. Now, you're going to want to tune in to 868 B and C. The B is on food allergies, a wonderful talk and interview, and an amazing interview that Paul G. Hirsch gave on oxygen revolution, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, the breakthrough gene therapy for a lot to do with your brain and maybe other things. And why does he believe it's such a great anti-inflammatory therapy? We're learning a lot about inflammation and turning off genes that cause it, and maybe oxygen does that. Tune in and download 868 B and C. Thank you for listening to 868A, the news of the week. And Randall, thank you for great engineering. We'll be back next week with not only the top news stories of the week, but what they mean for you and what you can take home from them. Thanks a lot.